AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton is so yesterday. That's Republican Senator Marco Rubio's argument to voters as he announces a run for the White House of his own.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday. Yesterday is over.
Hillary Clinton is rolling out her new presidential campaign in Iowa today. Our Jerry Bodlander is there.
The big rally and campaign kickoff speech won't happen until sometime next month. Until then, it'll be small, more intimate events for Hillary Rodham Clinton, like the one planned for today at a community college in a small town here in Iowa. Clinton is scheduled to tour an advanced manufacturing lab before sitting down and talking with about a half dozen students and faculty. The aim is to set aside her celebrity status and get to know average Americans on a more personal level.
We've learned that a small but growing number of Iraq war veterans are returning to the Middle East on their own to fight Islamic State militants. Some are joining the Kurdish fighters in Iraq. Former Marine Jamie Lane of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, calls the militants evil and says the Kurds fighting them need all the help they can get. Four former Blackwater security guards are going to prison for what they did in Iraq 8 years ago. They opened fire on unarmed civilians, killing 14 of them and wounding 17 others. One got life, the others got 30 years each. Their lawyers are promising to appeal the sentences handed down in federal court in Washington. If you rent your home, you're paying 14% more than you were 5 years ago, according to a new report. This is AP Radio News. World War II codebreaker Alan Turing's notebook has sold at auction for more than $1 million. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
The Turing notebook sold for $1,025,000 at Bonhams. The buyer was not identified. Turing started the notebook when he was part of a team at Bletchley Park in London tasked with the job of breaking the seemingly unbreakable German Enigma code. The auction also featured an intact working Enigma machine that sold for $269,000. The code breaking, Turing's post-war prosecution for homosexuality, and his 1954 suicide at the age of 41 were the subject of the movie The Imitation Game. The notebook was just discovered last year in the papers of the mathematician Turing gave it to. Warren Levinson, New York.
David Letterman's last late-night TV show is May 20th, and although he's not saying who will be on the final show, guests between now and then include a high-power lineup: George Clooney, Tina Fey, Oprah, John Travolta, Michael J. Fox. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.